ya se veo. Ese boom boom boom, no vuelve para ese veo.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the E&E Podcast, Saturday, February 3rd, 24 hours to Super Bowl 52, New England Patriots, Philadelphia Eagles, coming to you from the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Today, here with me, as always, I have the sensational Stephen L. Saker here with me. Let's welcome Stephen L. Saker to the podcast.
What's up, Kofi?
What's going on, Steve? Welcome.
Excited to be here and for you to dish out my sports knowledge once again.
How's your day going today?
Not bad. I'm excited for tomorrow. Big, big game. I'm excited to watch. Excited to see the Patriots go down like the rest of America.
Super Bowl 52. The much-anticipated matchup. New England Patriots, Philadelphia Eagles. It's 50-50 right now. A lot of people were saying the Patriots are going to take it. Some people were saying the Eagles are going to take it. What's your take on this? Tell us why and give us your final prediction for tomorrow.
So let's break this down. We're going to look at the numbers. We'll look at some stats. But the best way to figure out how these two teams are going to perform tomorrow, obviously it's not an exact science, but let's look at their two most recent matchups.
Okay.
In the NFC Championship, we had Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Unfortunately, the Minnesota Vikings, it seemed like they were looking forward to playing their Super Bowl on their home field and forgot to even come up and show up to Lincoln Financial Field. A big disappointment. And like you said, they were high off of that miraculous victory. They didn't even consider the Eagles. They thought they were the underdogs, right? The underdogs. So what happened in that game? The Philadelphia Eagles came out and balled. They dropped 38 points on the Minnesota Vikings' number one ranked defense. And that's a tough defense, man. They got a lot of those boys, Xavier Rhodes and their linebacking crew. That's a tough defense. Harrison Smith and all those guys. And the Eagles were just clicking, man. 38 points, their rush defense was playing, and Nick Foles was on fire, dropping dime after dime, touchdown after touchdown.
St. Nick
reminded me of when Flacco and Eli Manning went from mediocre to superstars, from the mediocre in the regular season, superstars in the playoffs. And Nick Foles just looked great. And when he did that flea flicker and they caught that touchdown, that was like that backyard football I used to do back in the day at the park. So
this guy.
So that was fun and exciting to see. The Vikings D was ranked number 11 in the regular season. Eagles defense ranked number 4, and they held up to 7 points. So they were tough. They got a bunch of turnovers. They made a lot of plays. And they scored 38 points. Now the Patriots, on the other hand, Jaguars had the number 6 ranked offense in the regular season. That's a little bit, doesn't tell the whole story because we know Bortles is not being anybody. He ran for more yards than he threw versus the Bills, which is pretty embarrassing for a guy who's not even that mobile. Oh. So, you know, he had a good game versus the Patriots. Let me not discredit him, but he was a couple throws away from winning the game. That last throw, especially to Westbrook, if he just threw that ball on the money, they're walking out of Foxborough with the win, but he underthrows it and Gilmore knocks it away and the Patriots are in the Super Bowl again. Their defense ranked number 29 overall. They gave up 20 points to the Jags' lowly offense. So I think the Eagles are going to be clicking on Sunday. Nick Foles is going to be balling. As a billboard I saw in Philly, from whence we came and Foles we trust, Wentz brought him there, and Foles is going to finish it off. So I'm riding with the Eagles. My heart is saying Eagles, and my mind is saying Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to be able to score on these boys. The Pats defense is a little bit better in the playoffs, but they played the Titans and the Jags. As we said, those teams aren't beating anybody. So with that said, my heart is on the Eagles. The numbers are telling me the Eagles. And you know what? It's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. 27-24. Fly, Eagles, fly. Go, Birds. I can't wait to see them take the championship home, and the Eagles fans can put everyone to rest and say we finally got our Super Bowl.
Real quick, are you going to be at the parade in Philly if they happen to win?
I will be in town on Tuesday. Thank God I will not be there tomorrow night. Eagles fans are completely out of control, so the city may not even be around on Monday for all we know. But I will be at the parade. I'm not an Eagles fan, but I'm going to be in town, and it's going to be exciting. Let's go, Eagles.
There you have it. 27-24, Philadelphia Eagles. Tomorrow in the Super Bowl, and the Birds are going to be flying all in Minnesota. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the victory line. Fly.
enough of that Eagles crap. Moving on. We're going to do a couple of quick takes on this week's hottest topics in the sports world. We're going to start off with the NFL. And tonight, the NFL Awards goes down. Obviously, the much anticipated MVP award. Antonio Brown, Todd Gurley, Tom Brady. Who is going to be the MVP of the 2017 season?
So, funny enough, I had Todd Gurley and Antonio Brown, two front runners for MVP. I had both of them on my fantasy team, so shout out to both of them as well as Alvin and Kamara. I was in a league with this guy, Kofi, over here, and I absolutely dominated. I went undefeated, 15-0, averaging 120 a week, blew out every other competitor. I was probably the greatest season ever, greatest team and greatest season ever in fantasy history. Not to boast, but back on topic here, NFL MVP. Sad to say, Tom Brady is going to take this trophy. We all saw his acceptance speech leak. And AB got hurt, and the Steelers choked again. Todd Gurley had a great season, but running backs don't usually win MVP, and we saw them choke in the first round as well. Wentz had this bad boy wrapped up with his name on it until he got hurt. So unfortunately, Tom Brady wins the MVP, but like I predicted, he will not be winning the Super Bowl. So we'll take what we can get.
Hey, that's fine with me. Moving on. The Kansas City Chiefs broke up with Alex Smith this past week. And here comes the Washington Redskins picking up the Chiefs' sloppy seconds. What do you think about the trade?
To be honest, Kofi, this trade doesn't really make much sense to me. I think Kirk Cousins is the better overall quarterback. Yeah, he might turn the ball over a little more, but he's makes the bigger plays. He can make you plays to win the game. Alex Smith will make you plays not to lose. But we've seen it over and over again, him choking the playoffs when they need a big throw or a big play, he just doesn't get it done. And I like the guy personally. I don't know him personally, but if I did, he seems like a good guy. Yeah. But he's not better than Kirk Cousins, so I don't get this move out of the Washington Redskins. But then again, this is a franchise, that Dan Snyder leading the franchise, it doesn't make much sense at all. They gave overweight, out of shape, a big old fat body, Albert Haynesworth, $100 million.
Oh, boy.
So that didn't make much sense then either. So. The Chiefs move Alex Smith and they put their faith in Patrick Mahomes. The Redskins are putting all their money, $71 million guaranteed on Alex Smith, on a guy who had his best season in his 10th year in the league. He's going to be 34 years old. Doesn't make much sense, and Kirk Cousins moves on.
Well, Von Miller tweeted that the Broncos should go get Kirk Cousins because he believes that Kirk is the guy that's going to get them over the edge. Do you believe he's the guy? And you think the Jets, being a Jets fan, should pursue him too?
So Vegas odds opened up. Jets are the front runner. We got $150 million in cap space. Wow. Von Miller can tweet all he wants, but the Broncos got a lot of money tied up in him and the rest of that defense. I don't think they're going to be able to throw enough at Kirk. But the Jets can, baby. So I see the Jets pursue him fully, give him the money that he wants, make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He deserves it. We need a franchise quarterback, and I could actually die a happy Jets fan if they get him. And we use that sixth pick on Saquon Barkley.
Amen.
Revamp that offense.
Preach. Amen. Moving on to the NBA. Blake Griffin also got traded to the Detroit Pistons from LA to Detroit. Hey, what do you think about that?
A big shocker there, too. If the Alex Smith didn't shock you enough, here comes Blake Griffin getting traded. I like the trade for the Pistons. They haven't had a superstar since Isaiah Thomas. That 2004-05 team didn't have any superstars. So I'm excited to see what they can do. Blake Griffin and Drummond balling out. And once they get Reggie Jackson back, I think they'll sneak into the playoffs 7 or 8 seed. And, you know, what did they give up? A first-round pick and Tobias Harris, of all people? I mean, you know, Tobias Harris is a decent player, but he's no Blake Griffin.
Yeah, he's listening. Stop it. Okay, also this week, reports came out that LeBron James was going to go to the Warriors. LeBron, really? What do you got to say about that, bro?
First thing I did is start laughing, actually. And then I thought about it. I think it's doing a it's nonsense. And it's a non-story.
Of course it's nonsense. What do you think?
LeBron's not going to the Golden State Warriors. He knows his legacy would be tarnished if he did. And he's a basketball scholar. He would never do that, so... LeBron James is definitely not going to the Warriors. And if he did, I would not watch the NBA until he retired. So I don't think LeBron wants to hurt my personal feelings.
So LeBron and the Cavs are playing James Harden and the Rockets tonight. Who's going to win?
Rockets win this one. They're hot, 8-2 over the last 10. Cavs can't stop a nosebleed on defense. Rockets winning tonight. James Harden's balling.
All right, there you have it. Quick takes. Moving on to my favorite part of the show, where we answer fans' questions that was sent in throughout the week. So we selected three random questions today to talk about, give our opinions about them.
First one up.
Steven, go ahead.
Comes from Ramit P. in Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. He asks, which player in today's NBA do you think can come closest to matching Kobe's 81? What you got, Kof?
I'll go with the chef himself, Mr. Curry. We all know he got the sauce. Ayesha just posted. She's expecting baby number 3. So congrats, Ayesha. She's Prego. Congrats, Steph Curry. Baby number 3 on the way.
Let's hope it's a boy.
Yeah, let's hope it's a boy so he can get into the league. Closest to Kobe's 81, I believe he can do it. We know he can shoot lights out from the 3. He can put up points in a hurry, so if anyone can do it, I believe he's the guy.
I could see that happen if Durant and Thompson are hurt one day, but they're blowing teams out. He probably wouldn't be in long enough to score 81. We saw Devin Booker drop 70 last year, and I think the guy with the skills that pay the bills and it can get it done is the beard himself from Houston, Texas, James Harden, baby. I think James Harden can do it. We just saw a 60-point triple-double. And, you know, if you got a couple guys out, he balls out, he can shoot, he can score from any part on the floor. He's just got the natural scoring ability. So I could see Harden getting 70. I don't think anyone will match Kobe's 81, but I could see Harden getting 70 for sure.
Stops traveling.
All right, second, don't hate. Don't hate on James Harden.
Hey, let's move on.
Number two. As a Giants fan, this one comes from Shirag P. in Somerset, New Jersey. As a Giants fan, this is the worst possible scenario for a Super Bowl. Who should I root for?
Do yourself a favor and root for the Patriots, because I know all you Giants fans out there are going to root for the Patriots because you guys don't want to see anybody else beat Tom Brady because Eli is the guy that always does it. You can't spell elite without putting Eli in it. So I know you guys are going to hate on the Eagles, so go ahead and root for the Patriots.
Don't root for the Patriots, Shirag. Do everyone a favor. The Patriots have the worst fan base in the country. I absolutely despise them. Nobody's rooting for them outside of the greater New England region. So you got to root for the Eagles. I know they're in your division and they're fierce rivals. But, you know, I guess I sound a little bit biased because I'm a Jets fan and I would never root for the Patriots. So, you know what? Just root for the Patriots. I hate them, but as a Giants fan, I think that's your only option. All right, last question here. Comes from Phil E. and Edison, a close friend of the program. He asks, if Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, and Baker Mayfield are available for the Jets to select with the 6th overall pick in this upcoming draft, who would you select and why, assuming that we did not sign Kirk Cousins? Kofi, what do you think? Let's hear that NCAA expertise.
Hey, Jets fans, Jets organization, do yourself a favor, man. Do not take either one of those guys. Go get yourself Saquon Barkley. Running back out of Penn State.
What do we do about the quarterback?
Establish the ground and pound game. Get yourself a veteran running quarterback. You can keep McCown. You can go get Kirk. But whatever you do, do not take either one of those guys. They're going to be a mess.
Okay. I mean, I don't think that solves the issue, Kofi, but thank you for sharing your opinion. Now, here's the real answer. The real answer, let me go down the line with these guys over here. First up, we got Josh Rosen, who I think is the best out of the four that Phil asked in this question. Josh Rosen is going to be gone, point blank. Sam Darnold, USC quarterback. Carson Palmer is the greatest quarterback out of USC, and that's saying something. We have experience with the former USC product, Mark Sanchez. Stay away from Sam Darnold. Buyer beware. Josh Allen, big and strong, looks great. You know who else was big and strong coming out of college? Brock Osweiler. So let's stay the heck away from Josh Allen. I'm not intrigued by him. I'm not excited by him. So let's stay away from him. But who we got to take is Baker Mayfield, baby. The guy knows how to ball.
Oh.
He's like a white Russell Wilson.
Oh, my
Boomer Sooner.
God.
He's got that diehard spirit. He can run around. He's mobile. He makes plays and he fights hard. I'd love to see Baker in New York. Reminds me of Johnny Manziel, except without the cocaine addiction and the alcohol problem.
Oh, man. Do you hear yourself, bro? Are
I hear
serious?
Myself loud and clear, brother.
The white Russell Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He makes
God.
Plays like him. He plays hard.
That's disrespecting Russell Wilson right there.
He's and undersized.
You sound like you're Johnny Manziel with the cocaine and alcohol right now.
Ouch.
With all
ouch.
That nonsense that you're saying.
Mark my words, Baker Mayfield will be the best quarterback out of those top four selected.
Hey, if you keep saying those things, this might be the last time you're on the podcast today. But anyway, this ends our show. Be safe out there. Enjoy the Super Bowl.